Oh, one of the best Australian songs ever written, Paul Kelly, How to Make Gravy, playing live on the last ever Malloy show at the old Triple M studios, accompanied by his band. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
It certainly is, Rabsy, and the man himself has made his way into the new Triple M studios. Welcome, Mr. Paul Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm very impressed with your new studios.
You're happy with the new digs?
Yes, I have to be careful not to get anything dirty. Oh, no.
Come in all dressed up. Do you love hearing yourself sing like that?
No, not really.
No?
I love singing, but I don't really like hearing it back. I like hearing it as it's happening, but
yeah.
No, I don't really like hearing my voice back.
What about if you're driving along and your song comes on? What do you do?
Oh, I usually, when I was younger, I would sort of turn it up and get excited.
Yeah.
But, some of them I listen to it and think, oh, that's some, some songs hold up and think, oh, that's okay. Yeah. Did a good job on that one. Other ones you think, you just remember, oh, I could have done that better or,
Funny, did you watch much of yourself play? Oh, you would have, but I didn't.
My highlights, no, I didn't have time to watch all of them. The Making Gravy Tour, you're going back
You're still making gravy.
You're still going to the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Do you still get the thrill performing live, though, after all this time? Do you still get the jitters and the excitement levels?
Oh, yeah, very much. I mean, nerves are always part of performing, so I think there's something wrong if you're not nervous.
Yeah.
But especially the last couple of years, there's been an extra edge to performing. You can feel it in the crowd. There's a hunger for music. And, yeah, it's been quite emotional coming back to shows over the last, we were lucky enough to get shows in this year, and we actually snuck a few in last year when we escaped Melbourne. And definitely you can feel that hunger and that longing in the audience for not just the live music, but that connection in a group of people.
Mm. You were saying you were pretty lucky throughout COVID. A lot of people had to pivot, do their gigs online. You were able to just hop over Melbourne and Sydney and go to the Gold Coast, down to Tassie and around all of the mess that was going on to some extent.
Yeah, mid-year 2021, we had some regional shows booked in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, but the New South Wales, Victoria ones fell out, so we added extra shows in Queensland, and then we jumped over to Tassie, then we jumped back to Queensland again. Cool. We were putting shows on, a few days in advance and say, okay, where do we go now? Oh, let's go to Townsville again. So back we go. And that was great fun. It was a bit like that B horror movie, we sort of like this big sort of COVID cloud. Sometimes we missed it by a day, how all those rules where you couldn't have been in an area where it had been the day before, and we just got out in time, things like that. So that was fun.
And the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, have you played there before? What's it like?
I think the word iconic is overused, but I would use it for that.
Yep.
It's great. Played there quite a bit over the years. It's really just got a beautiful sort of design to it.
Mm.
People love going there. It's, in the gardens. It's right near the middle of the city. People can get there by public transport. Mm. It's always a really great feeling there.
Friday, the 9th of December, Rabsy.
That's right.
How do I see Paul?
Oh, well, tickettech.com.au, playing with some special guests, including Alex the Astronaut, the Beths, and Amel and the Sniffers.
I got quite a thrill out of that name.
What's that one? That's an interesting name. Kels?
You guys should be playing them. They're right up, Triple M's alley.
They were having a bit of a jam out the front of them, weren't we, Bill? You were bopping along.
Amy, she has a go.
Put them on the playlist.
Oh, we were watching Rosemary put it on. Amy, she has a go, don't she?
Yeah. You are a great supporter, though, of younger acts. Yeah. And not that the Amel and the Sniffers are a lesser-known act, especially in Australia and around the world, but you do support up-and-coming musicians in your tours as well.
Oh, yeah. I think you got to keep things fresh, and we like it. I love playing with younger bands, and I think the audience likes to come to a show where, you've got a good range of different things and not just sort of everything too samey.
Have you got a a Christmas album coming out?
We put one out last year. It's called Christmas Train, and it had, about 21 songs on it. So,
What's your favourite?
My favourite Christmas song?
Well, like Santa Claus, yeah.
There's a version by Darlene Love for the Phil Spector's Christmas Gift for You. It came out in 1963. Darlene Love singing White Christmas.
Oh,
nice.
So I think that's one of my favourites. I play it loud every Christmas morning.
There you go. What about your proud Adelaidean? Do we go with Adelaidean? You're from Adelaide. We'll go with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You've just had a street named after you.
How cool is that?
Elaine.
Elaine. Yeah, I think a lane's a bit cooler than a street.
Absolutely.
You don't want a highway after you, do you?
No, no, you don't. It's not in one of those dodgy areas in Adelaide there.
Oh, no, it's very, it's in the middle of the city. It's a pretty cool spot behind, not far behind the town hall.
Did they do a big presentation for you? Did you go along?
Well, I did they did a launch and I got along to it and, you know, spoke a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you sing?
I was waiting for have a bottle of champagne to crack on the,
hey, the lamppost.
And I gave you a West End.
Yeah. Oh, geez, you couldn't drink that.
Southwark.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Cooper's Ale.
Yes. Yeah, that's not too bad.
And then what else do you have? Your pie and what? Pie floater. Do you have them?
Yeah. I had many in my youth, after, you know, late at night after outside the being cream. Out. Yeah. You think, let's go for a pie floater.
And then, of course, you go to the footy and what do you buy? You don't buy a record as you do here in Victoria. You buy
a budget.
But they call budget. They call it the budget.
You do go to the footy, though, because you love your Crows.
Yeah. Well, you know, for my sins, I break for the Crows. I moved to Melbourne in 77, so the Crows weren't in then. So I followed Melbourne. And then once the Crows came in, I just found myself barracking for them. I still get, you know, teased by friends and...
Oh, they've been pretty ordinary the last couple. The Cats were good, Paul. How good were the Cats?
Cats are very good. I was very, you know, very happy for Paddy Dangerfield and Stengel. It's great. I was dirty.
Adelaide.
I was dirty on the your Cats in the last few minutes just passing around. They should have been trying to get Tyson his fifth goal.
I know. That was unbelievable. Four goals, unbelievably. Like kicking them from outside 50 and you just let him go.
It wasn't my decision.
What about his mentor is Eddie Betts, of course, and you wrote a song about Eddie.
Yeah, I wrote a song about Eddie. Yeah, so I enjoyed all that, Eddie's involvement with the Cats and Tyson and Paddy. And also, you know, I love seeing old guys do well.
Yeah.
I'm an old guy myself.
No, mate, you're flying. You're still making gravy.
Yeah, still making gravy.
You should make that the tour, actually. It's not making gravy. It's still making gravy. Be a bit clunky, but it's still making
Do you need a job?
Well,
yeah, he does.
Working with me on sort of marketing.
Marketing, advertising, by the sounds of that, probably not, Paul.
Open up the show for you, tell a couple of gags, get him in the mood. What do you call a nature strip, Paul Kelly, from Adelaide?
A median strip.
And what about when you go into a court?
Into what?
Into a court. This is all these Adelaide silly terms.
Like, into a court of law, a court of law.
No, a court, like a street, and then you go into the court.
A cul-de-sac is what he's trying to get you to say.
A cul-de-sac?
Stobie pole.
Stobie pole.
Stobie pole, yeah.
What is that?
What's a paddy wagon?
I ran into a Stobie pole when I was learning to drive at the age of 16.
You won't forget that anytime soon.
And you're still having a kick around. The Elwood Kickers, tell us about that.
Well, I can't tell you too much, otherwise I'd have to kill you.
Right.
You know, we're not official, and we can't always get the grounds we want, but we move around between Elwood and Albert Park on a Wednesday and a Sunday.
And you get the sharing out, and you just like have a training session.
Circle work, old school circle work.
What are your skills like? Are you okay?
You're pretty fit, I reckon. I'm solid, a mark, a catch, a mark, a handball, a run, a kick. I do a drop kick.
Oh, it's vintage.
There's about four or five of us can do a drop kick. You know, that's so it's non-contact because again, sort of, there's guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. So, it's just a lot of yelling, basically.
Bill played a lot of his career like it was non-contact. Anyway, what about
circle work? I love that.
You've been in before, and last time you were in, you were speaking to Rosie about the potential of doing a TV show based on your music and some of the characters within it. Has that progressed at all, or is that sort of on the back burner whilst you're back touring?
Well, that's not the movie about based on How to Make Gravy. There's a movie in the works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm not really involved in that, but some people have watched them the rights to write a script and do a movie.
Yeah.
Over the years, there's been talk at different times of doing a musical based on my songs. So, but, nothing's really sort of definite at the moment.
Nothing's definite and final, Bill.
Unlike Red Hot Rhonda. We had Rhonda Birchmore in this day. Oh, she's flying. Do you know her?
Have you crossed paths with her any time?
Yeah. Not for many years, but I have. She's lovely and funny.
Yeah, she is. Crazy.
Yeah.
yesterday. She's got a Christmas album out.
She does.
She loves it.
All the rage. No, well, we wish you all the very best with the upcoming tour, Making Gravy, of course.
Still Making Gravy.
Still Making Gravy, as it's now dubbed. Yeah. We thank you very much for coming and giving of your time, and all the very best with it.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Paul Kelly, Amel and the Sniffers, The Beths, Alex and the, well, Alex the Astronaut, I should say. Tickets on sale now. Head to ticketek.com.au. Friday, the 9th of December, Sydney Meyer Music Ball. The great Paul Kelly on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes.